day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, livestock futures posted limited gains here on Tuesday as the focus on line buying activity has kept prices firm. Live cattle futures trading 10 to 40 cents per hundredweight higher in nearby contracts as traders adjust to the renewed support in beef values on Tuesday. Corn markets lower today in live trade. March corn futures about 2¾ cents lower. The Dow Jones 92 points higher. NASDAQ down 44 points. In live cattle, narrow gains have held in the live cattle trade as traders slowly back away from initial early gains. April live cattle futures trading 27 cents per hundredweight higher, moving to $127.65 per hundredweight, with the focus on renewed gains in beef values and the potential for increased buyer support over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up $1.32 in select and up $1.61 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 67 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, limited support developed throughout the entire complex. There is increased market support still holding across the entire cattle market, although limited pressure seen in spot month January futures, while light gains are still holding in other nearby contracts. The lack of buyer interest in the complex has allowed prices to back away from session highs, although there's still some underlying support seen throughout the entire complex. The focus on strong follow-through buying now is being curbed by trader inactivity with light volumes here on Tuesday. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was 2 to 3 cents lower with trade fading back into support. Soybean trade 4 to 6 cents lower with trade pulling back again from the highs. Meal was flat to a dollar lower and oil 20 to 30 points lower. And finally, in wheat, trade was 4 to 8 cents lower with trade falling back through first support and broad selling today. The dollar remains in the mid part of the recent range with choppy trade expected to continue. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.